Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Dave Lawman of OSU joining us in just a moment.
Is winter wheat on your mind? Well, for outstanding seedling emergence, treat your seed now with Rancona Crest. Rancona Crest's ready-to-use fungicide and insecticide combination delivers 62% more insecticide than the competition for superior control of yield-robbing insects. Plus, Rancona Crest gives you broad-spectrum control of damaging diseases like fusarium and rhizoctonia. For the best value to protect your wheat, seed, and profits, the choice is clear. Rancona Crest. Ask for it by name at your local retailer or contact your Arista Life Science representative.
Did you know a dairy farmer's day starts before dawn? Dairy farmers work long hours each day to produce wholesome and delicious dairy foods like milk, cheese, and yogurt. They are committed to their land, their cows, and are passionate about farming. After all, it's their way of life. For more information about dairy farming and dairy foods, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
At the 2016 Symposium of the Beef Improvement Federation, Dr. Dave Lawman talked about the issue of reproductive efficiency. And he says that the beef industry has clear statistics that show northern cattle producers do a better job when it comes to reproductive efficiency compared to folks here in the southern parts of the U.S.
What we do have pretty good information on is that there's a fairly dramatic difference, say, from the northern tier of the country to the southern tier of the country in reproduction or fertility. Pretty dramatic difference. So just to give you a few details, pregnancy rate, for example, is about 96% in the northern part of the country. Whether they're able to achieve that through higher inputs, you know, artificially modifying the environment, if you will, to create high reproduction, I really can't say. But it's pretty good. 96% pregnancy rate's really good. In the southern part of the country, pregnancy rates is about 90%, so dramatically lower. Weaning rate, which includes the number of calves weaned this year relative to the number of cows exposed to the bull the previous year, so it includes pregnancy rate, pregnancy loss, it includes calf death loss, that is dramatically, it's about 88 to 90% in the north. It's only about 83% in the south. So there's a lot of opportunity to improve just from an animal health standpoint and a fertility or reproduction standpoint.
The number of cows bred, the number of calves weaned, those are two numbers that if you can improve on, you're going to improve the efficiency, the economic well-being of your cattle herd. Now, Dr. Lawman says you can also look at weaning weights, trying to improve them, but that's a little tougher to come up and actually do successfully.
Well, you can increase weaning weight, okay? But if you already have a fairly well-managed operation, it's going to be fairly costly to increase weaning weight. The lower-hanging fruit is to minimize production costs. That's why the Kansas group said two-thirds of the difference in profitability came from operations that had lower cost. So it's going to be more productive, I think, to focus a little more on reducing costs than it will be on increasing revenue, meaning more weaning rate, higher calf prices, and so on. And if it's not working anyway, right, if weaning weight's not going up, why would you pour a tremendous amount of resources trying to force it to happen?
Dr. Dave Lawman, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
There's a new misting fan on the market, and you need to check it out. It's called the Simply Cool Atomizer. It takes dust out of the air, flies absolutely hate it, and it reduces the temperature in your barns and stalls. You, the floor, your horses, and other livestock stay dry. It's the only one of its kind. Fully guaranteed, really easy to maintain. Your livestock and your farm and ranch hands will all love you. Call Simply Cool at 405-241-9937 or go to simplycoolsolutions.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.